fellow sleuths. I am Kathy.
And I'm Michael.
You are listening to A Southern Sleuth. Okay, fellow sleuths, this is going to be a mini episode about a very new missing persons case that is happening near us. I do not have a lot of details as few have been released at this time, but I will give you what I could find. 23-year-old Monica Moynan of Holly Springs, North Carolina, was reported missing by her family July 23rd. Her family is saying the last confirmed sighting of her was March 30th. Posts have been made to social media on her accounts and texts have been sent, but the family is saying they are confident she has not been in possession of her phone since April 2nd. There have been other reported sightings in April, but I do not believe any of those can be absolutely confirmed. Monica is the mother of two little girls. I believe the oldest daughter is 3 and the baby is 1 or very close to it. Reportedly, the children are with their father, Brian Sluss, or his family at the time of this podcast.
So I wonder how they know about the phone. I guess because anybody could be using it. But maybe I guess they know some way she communicated before. Possibly.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course, everyone has been asking why she wasn't reported missing sooner, because she was just reported missing. Monica's mother and her sister live about an hour from her. And the mother said she usually sees Monica and the grandkids regularly. She said that every time that she had tried to arrange a visit since April, that her messages were responded to with an excuse as to why it couldn't happen for this or that reason. She now says it was not Monica replying.
Okay, I get it now.
The family says Brian was in possession of Monica's phone and they believe he was posting and texting as her for the last 3 to 4 months. I'm not sure what tipped them off about that, but at some point they realized it.
Well, they had probably been seeing her and the baby and him regularly, and then all of a sudden, I mean, excuses after a couple, it's going to be like, you know.
But I don't know what tipped them off that she wasn't the one replying to them.
Probably after so much time, you know, a couple of weeks, whatever, then they go back and start looking at right. The last correspondence, and then, you know, something just...
That part really blows my mind, because I've sat and imagined someone posing as someone else and messaging people and posting pictures on Facebook, because there's been pictures posted on Facebook and different things, and I cannot imagine how her family must feel after realizing that they weren't talking to her. It is so weird.
Such a violation. I mean,
can you imagine?
Yeah. I think I've heard the new iPhones are having some kind of, I thought I saw that, eye scan security is coming up in them. So eventually it's going to be like you'll be the only one that communicates from the device. But right now, still that wall.
Right, and I believe you could do that to me. If you had my phone, I mean, I know you wouldn't do that to me, but I'm saying you could
right.
You could
how
pull
you
it
know?
Off.
I'm just saying, how you, would you know?
Yeah, you could have my phone, and I have pictures already in my phone. You could post pictures. You could take pictures with my phone and post from there. You would have access to my Facebook, Instagram, everything mm-hmm. from my phone, and you know how I talk. You know how I text. You know how mm-hmm. I post. So you'd be able to just carry yeah. on for a while, but something tipped them off, and I'd like to know what that was. But you know, that's not the important thing. The important thing, of course, is going to be finding this young lady.
Definitely.
But to add More mystery, the residents of Timber Creek Apartments where Monica resided received a notice from the police with Brian's name and picture saying that he is banned from the complex and to contact police if they see him come onto the property. And that was recently. That was just after she was reported missing. And as far as I can tell, Brian and Monica did live together in the Timber Creek complex at some point, but I'm not sure if he was still living there at the time of her disappearance.
Did her parents live there? No, just her.
Her parents don't live. She lives in Holly Springs, and they live, I cannot remember, but they're about an hour from her.
He must have showed himself, I guess, or something. Why else would you get banned from an apartment?
Well, there were some things I saw I'm going to talk about later, but I'm going to say a little bit about Monica right now. Monica had her own business. It was called Monty's Magic. She still has that. Making and selling elderberry syrup and gummies. I don't know if you know about the elderberry thing. It's used for people. They use it to boost their immune system. It's supposed to have immune boosting properties.
I have read that.
And if you eat just the elderberries, it tends to make people nauseous, but if you make it into syrup or gummies, then you can
stomach it easier.
Take it.
Yeah. Cool.
And she was a server at the Fuquay Verena Eatery, Abbey Road Tavern and Grill. Now, statements posted online say she hasn't been to work since early April. I started thinking about that because I thought, well, why didn't they think that was odd? But then I was wondering, did he send a message to someone she worked for, like her boss or something?
Hey, I'm quitting.
I'm not going to be coming in anymore. But that's just speculation on my part. I don't have any idea. But I also read in a comment, so I'm not sure if this is absolutely true, but I read that he had not reported to his job since sometime last month.
Well, that gets kind of tough there, because you got to show where how you made your living. I mean, what were you doing? You know what I mean?
And I didn't find very much information on Brian at all. I do know that he turned 43 in March. And remember, she's 23.
Yeah.
And I know he was arrested in 2017 for assault on a female and for violating a protection order. And then again this past January, for failure to appear and for violation of a domestic violence protection order. Now, I can't say whether he was convicted or anything, and I don't even know who the victim was in either case, but she has been with him a while because, like I said, they do have a 3-year-old daughter.
Right. And I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah, well, they have two. They have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. Everything that I've read, some things say that he has the girls and some things say that his parents have the girls, but I really haven't, there hasn't been any confirmation that they know for sure the girls are safe, just that they weren't missing.
Right. Okay. Well, let's pray for safety.
Her family has been very present on social media, getting the word out about Monica's disappearance, but they have stated they do not want to talk to the media. So I did not try to contact them. I don't think I can help them a whole lot right now except by putting the word out and sharing their posts.
Right.
So I'm just trying to do that part. I'm not going to add to their stress by trying to ask them a bunch of questions. And I ask that people do not do that either.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty difficult.
Her sister did talk to Channel 17 here, and she gave a very nice quote about Monica. She said, "Monica is a beautiful and magical person. She's fun, hilarious, one of a kind. She's constantly striving to do what is best for her and her daughters to have a great life. She started up her own business making and selling elderberry syrup called Moni's Magic to offer healthy options for people and their children and began her doula training. We are extremely close and I needed her back by my side. Remember me talking about doula training?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, talking about that would be my dream job. Well, apparently she was in training for that.
Wow. Now, what is that exactly?
That's where, I don't know the whole ins and outs, but you're kind of, you're a birthing assistant.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of training involved, but you're assisting during
people
childbirth.
Seem to trust you a lot during that I've noticed.
Well, I enjoy the times I've been able to be present.
Just be in food line or something and somebody come, hey, you help bring my baby into the world.
Monica is 5'1". She weighs 115 pounds. She has brown eyes and short brown hair. Although she does frequently color her hair in various colors. It was recently green. She has several tattoos, some of which are a sunshine on the middle finger of her left hand, a green shamrock behind her right ear, a crown on her right hand, and then she has some on her legs. I'm going to post pictures of these on our website. I've already shared them to the Facebook group, but I'll put pictures up on the website so people can take a look.
Yeah, that might be helpful. You know, she's out gas station somewhere, you know, just somewhere somebody might see. I did notice they seem to be kind of exposed.
Right, that's why I named the ones that she definitely would be hard to hide, especially with her hair being short.
Right.
But when I started doing the research on this last week, I was hoping that we would never have to record it. I was hoping she was going to be found before we recorded. So we're doing this on Monday night, and I was really hoping that, I said, that it would just be kind of tossed to the side and we'd have to scramble for another one or not have an episode this week, because I wanted this to have a happy ending. And I still do believe it can. And if there is, I will definitely put together an update to that.
Yeah. Let's pray for a happy ending, please.
I want to end this with a quote from Monica that I found while doing my research for this case, and I think it says a lot about who she is. She said, "My dream in life has always been and always will be to help people. Helping people is what brings me the most joy and makes me feel as though I am fulfilling my purpose here on earth. We all go through hard times, but with the right tools and mindset, everyone can be happy. Living a happy and healthy life is not only my goal for myself and my family, but for every soul I cross paths with."
Wow. It's profound.
So everyone listening, please share this episode. Share the post from our Facebook page. Keep your eyes out. The more people that see it, the more likely that someone will have information. Please visit our website, asouthernsleuthpodcast.com, to see pictures of Monica and links to other info. Two little girls need their mommy back. If you have any information about Monica Moynihan, please call the Holly Springs Police Department at 919-557-9111. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Join our Facebook group. You can hear us on iTunes, on Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for all the love you've been showing us and helping bring some attention to these cases. And thanks again.
A Southern Sleuth is a production of Cream Dream Studios. All episodes researched and written by me. All music written and performed by Michael.
That's me.